from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Mishpatim, what's really important to God. Look, in Parshat Mishpatim, there's so many different laws, but two laws particularly stand out, because it says that if you violate these laws, then if someone calls out because you are oppressing them, Shamoa Eshmatzakato, I will surely hear their cries. Case number one, if you afflict the widow, the orphan, the stranger, if you afflict them, if they call out to God, if they scream out, Shamoa Eshmatzakato, I will surely hear their cry, and I will get mad, and I will kill you with the sword, if there happens to be a war. Vayun Shechem Amanot, your children will be widows. Your wives will be widows. Your children will be orphaned. That's case number one. Case number two, you lend your friend some money, you didn't pay back. You take a mashkon, you take an assurity, you take a deposit. Maybe you took his work suit that he needs for work during the day. Maybe you took his pajamas that he needs at night, his blanket that he needs at night to stay warm. He says, you better give it back to him when he needs it, because that is his only garment. That is what protects his skin. How is he going to, with what will he sleep? And if he calls out to you, I will hear, v'shamati ki chanunani, I will hear, for I am merciful. So you better listen. You better not take the things that he needs for his sustenance. You better give it back to him when he needs them. Give him his suit during the day. Give him his pajamas at night. Give him his blanket at night. Because if he calls out, I will hear his cry. These two cases, it seems that this is what God really cares about so much. And let's look a little deeper into this section, because it's so important. Ramban says that we find this in many different places, particularly in Mishlei. It says, Al tigzol dal, don't steal from the poor, because he's poor, kidalu. Val tidakei ani bashar, don't trample the poor person at the gate in the marketplace. Ki Hashem yariv rivam, because God will fight their fight. Or al tigzol dal. He says, Vasadei tomim al tavo, don't go to the fields of the orphans. Ki goalam chazak, because their Redeemer is strong. Hashem tzvakot shemo. God of hosts, God of all the power, has all the angels, all the power at his fingertips. He is their Redeemer. Don't think that they're so poor. Don't think that they don't have someone to stand up for them. They certainly do. Sforno says, if you need any proof for this, look at Egypt. The Egyptians oppressed us, and look what happened to them. They were plagued with all the plagues they could get. The Kli Akar says, why does it say Shamoa Eshma? What's all the double calling, the double listening? What's going on? So he says, because if you afflict an orphan, the mother hears about it, the widow is suffering. If you afflicted a widow, the orphans are suffering. It goes together. There's a double element to it. The Shaddal says, don't think that they don't have a goel. Don't think that they don't have a redeemer, that they're helpless. They have the strongest Redeemer. They have God Himself. Rashi puts a beautiful prayer in the mouth of the poor person. He says, look, Ribon Olami, Master of the Universe, Ani Adam, Vehu Adam. I am human, he is human. It almost sounds like Shakespeare, you know. I bleed and he bleeds. Hu Shochev, he's sleeping, and I am I. With what will I sleep? How am I going to sleep? How can I sleep if I don't have a blanket, if I don't have my pajamas, my thermal pajamas? What am I going to do? Rabbi Avraham, son of the Rambam, says, look, I'm the one who made him poor, but I'm the one who made you rich. So your role is to take care of the other. I can switch it around if you want. It's Galgala, Choser, as the Gemara in Taini says, it comes around, it goes around. Sometimes you're the poor one and he's the rich one, and sometimes he's the rich one and you're the poor one. So if you don't like it this way, when you're the rich, things could turn around. How come it says, in the case of the taking the deposit, it says, ki chanunani, it says, because I'm merciful. And in the other case, it doesn't say merciful. It says, well, If you're afflicting a widow, there's no excuse at all. Here you could say, I have an excuse. He owes me $1 million. He owes me $1,000. He owes me $10. He didn't pay for it. I'm taking his pajamas. And I have a right to. After all, the Gemara says, Bal Chov Kone Mashkon. Many rabbis in the Talmud agree that when you take that assurance, it's yours. You don't have to give it back to him. It belongs to you until he pays back, if he chooses to pay back. So you might say, Al Pidin, I have every right to take it. So they say, look, be merciful. Go beyond the law. Don't get involved in that. All tzedakah has to come through some kind of mercy. It's how you give it that's most important. Finally, we have Zohar interprets this section in a different kind of way. The simple meaning of the text is very important, and we need to focus on that. We need to remember that. And there's also a message in our daily lives as well. The Zohar says, this is your only garment. This is what covers you in this world and the next world. And what is it? Your tzitzis. A man's tzitzis, a talis, that's his garment in this world. This is your only cover in this world. The Torah, the mitzvos. For men, for women, it's the mitzvos that cover us. Hisim latola oro. This is the garment that's on your skin. The or, the skin of the tefillin. The tefillin is your cover on your skin. How can a Jew go to sleep? What does a Jew do when he goes to sleep? You have to say Kriya Shema Lamita. You have to say the Shema. Bayaki Yitzakilai. And then if you call out to God, if you say your prayers, the Shemon Esrei, the Amida, then Shamati, then God will hear. When can we have, as the Imre Emes says, when can we have this Ha'ara? When can we have the enlightenment? When can we be inspired and be inspiring? You know when? If you have these four elements, the tzitzis, the tefillin, the mitzvot they represent, the pure thoughts they represent, the tefillah, the prayer, the kriya shema, if you have these four things, then hopefully, v'shamati, hopefully it'll lead to God hearing us. God hearing our prayers, us being connected with God, it's connected to how we behave, how we treat those less fortunate than us, those who are somehow disadvantaged in some way vis-a-vis ourselves. Does God hear us? How does God hear us? Depends to some degree how we guard ourselves, how we comport ourselves, how we dress ourselves with mitzvos, with whether it's talis and tefillin or just the mitzvos in general, the Shema, the Amida. This is all part of what it takes for God to hear our voices. What's so important to God? Important to God is not to afflict those who are less fortunate than yourself. What's important to God is how a Jew conducts themselves and how a Jew clothes themselves. Ameishkav. Hik simla tola oro. Hik su tola vada. Vado, the only thing we got, what we have in life, is to be merciful. What we have in life is to do the mitzvot, Torah, prayer. If we do this, hopefully, God will shine on us and He will hear our prayers. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer, and thanks to you, thanks to each one of you joining us here today at the Anshei Sefarad Bethel Emeth Congregation here in Memphis, Tennessee. Join us each week for the discussion of the Parsha and the various holidays. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.